You can get your tax payment certificates, driver's licenses. If you have a driver's license from 128 countries, US not included, although it doesn't say that here. I know that from other places. You can just exchange it, a valid license for a valid Korean license. The US, it's the reciprocal, well, they have some official term for it, but basically the official pissing contest of if you go to America, you can't take your Korean driver's license and just get an American one.
Right.
So they don't
Oh
let
my
you do the
goodness.
same here.
Imagine if they did
No.
that.
Yes, I know. Thank God. We have enough bad drivers on our streets.
The driving here has gotten better though.
It really has, yes.
Compared to like 8 years ago.
Yeah. You can get a foreign registration certificate. And LG Telecom and Korea Exchange Bank have employees available there to provide their services as well.
Yeah, and they had a picture of one of the Misuda girls. Oh no, it was a bunch of them. It was a bunch of the Misuda. Is that the
Yeah.
picture? Yeah,
No, I think these are
that.
just random people,
Oh, those
but
are
yeah,
random people. But the one I saw was the pretty girls talk
the chatting
Korean.
beauties. Yes, they were all on hand.
They were there.
Yeah,
But it's got English, Chinese, Japanese, French, Vietnamese, and Mongolian. So if we have any listeners that are not native English speakers.
Mongolians.
Yeah.
If you are
There
Mongolian.
are good many Mongolians, and that's the reason they did
Yeah,
that.
there are a lot of
The
Mongolians
marmot's
here.
wife is Mongolian,
Yeah.
actually.
Well, can't they sort of pass for Korean Mongolians? I
I don't
mean,
know.
the way they look, I would think a lot of Mongolians look
I
like
thought they were
Koreans.
darker.
I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
maybe sort of
Well,
darker
Injun
skin,
likes to
but.
say that they're basically more related to, well, Manchurians.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, related to them. She likes to say, well, of course, what's that name? Jumong. When Jumong was popular last year, there was a lot of pride in that heritage going on. And that's all north Manchuria,
Oh, okay.
Korea.
All right. Yeah. What, the drivers, I notice now, okay, light turns green, all right, and you're not waiting at the light. You're approaching the green light,
Yeah.
okay? And
Of course, rolling stop is the best.
yeah, but there are now drivers that literally like they have more than enough time to make their turn, in front of you. All right, and but they don't. They stop, and they wait until you cl completely clear the intersection, and then they make their turn. And you're like, dude, that's spooky.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's a freaky foreigner.
Freaky foreigner. The yacht rock guy. I didn't get his. I finally sort of copied the text of his ad. This is on Craigslist, soul.craigslist.net or org or something like that. But yeah, if you go to the men seeking women, there's a lot of really sort of over the top kind of bizarre ads. And and this guy was like he writes he has a picture of himself, like a big what's his name?
Magnum PI.
Yeah, Magnum PI, Tom Selleck mustache, and he's sort of sitting on a boat, but it's a very tight crop on him, on the boat.
So you can't really tell what kind of boat he's in.
Yeah, so he writes, I want to get married again. I'm divorced with no kids, homeowner, honest, monogamous, responsible, and already retired. How old was he? I think he was like
He said
40.
42, I
Yeah.
think.
So, if you are 20 to 50 and want to marry an American man, perhaps start a family, and are willing to relocate at your own expense, then we need to talk. I'm very serious and know what I want in life. If you don't speak English very well, I have no problems with that. Just be honest with me, and in no time you'll realize what a great man I am, and you'll fall deeply in love with me, as I hope to do with you. No, I will not go there to bring you here. So I'm like,
Are
ooh.
you a felon and can't get a passport?
I don't know. Oh yeah, that or it's like, so you want the woman to take all of the financial risks?
Yes. Which makes me think the retired, he doesn't say he retired because he made his millions. He could be medically retired and living on the like multi-hundred-dollar pension that you get.
Sure, right, yes.
Or he could be retired from the military, which would mean he served probably 20 years and he's getting maybe $1,000 or a little more than $1,000 a month.
All right.
You know, it doesn't have to be a good thing that he's retired. Yeah. Doesn't have to be a sign of independent wealth.
And that boat might not be all that.
Yeah, the boat didn't look all that flash. It looked like something that a lot of people I know that are solidly middle class.
Little bass boat or something.
Yeah. Maybe one step up from a bass boat.
Yeah, okay. I'm wondering what made his wife divorce him in the first place to, you know, want to... He's, you know, he says he's honest, monogamous. I mean, come on. I mean,
it can't be that great.
What's going on, you know? It kind of reminds me of that classic one ad, seeking ad. It says, man seeking woman with tractor, please send picture of tractor.
Well, the fact that he doesn't mind if she doesn't speak English.
This one, need a woman nicer than me, age 29. I've got this on
another. Oh, okay. Paper, I don't have that.
Supplementary.
Yeah.
All right. And let me give you that paper, Joe. All right.
Oh, we can share.
It might be around here someplace.
All right. I didn't bring my book with me. Class teacher.
So he writes, I am an eloquent writer.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what he leads with. And I have a clean and polished demeanor. My zodiacs are accurate, earth, horse, and cancer. All right. I am competitive for money, and I care about my friends. I don't anyone's mold. Like mold is in like the stuff growing, I think, right? And I don't. Where's his verb? The eloquent, the eloquent writer.
Well, he's eloquent writer.
He's made several grammatical errors already.
Yeah.
Well, he got the comma right on this first sentence, but
yeah.
Earth horse. What's an earth horse?
And most jerks think I'm a jerk. I am attracted to women with sexy walks, smells, and voices. And now this is the eloquent guy, right? The eloquent writer. And what's a better word for smell?
Like, I couldn't possibly think of another word for smell.
Yeah.
Sexy smells.
Yeah. I need someone who wants to see me on top. And again, for the eloquent writer.
Why see me on top?
Because no one else does?
I don't know. Well, on top of what?
Right.
On top of you, like on top of the world.
On top of that big pile of crap he's writing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There was this one. You want to come
Well,
here.
I guess I'm a jerk. Because right? I think he's a jerk.
He's such a really eloquent. Yeah. Most jerks think I'm a jerk.
Well, okay.
Because there's no other synonyms that he could, you know, not use the same word within four words of each other.
I think he started, you could see the progression of the wine he's drink, the glass of wine.
He started out sober.
Yeah, because that first sentence is fine. I'm an eloquent writer, comma, and I have a clean and polished demeanor.
So he
and then it starts detracting
grammar
from there, and then talks about the zodiacs, whatever an earth horse is.
Yeah.
Earth horse.
Competitive for money. And I care about my friends.
And then, he killed the comma on that. And then it just goes, devolves more and more and more and more. And, oh! I'm just drinking some of that gin row.
And this guy, you want to come here. I am an American male living in the U.S. If you're looking to come to the States and need help with matters, contact me with a pic and information about and how I can help. What's he saying exactly? Like,
you know, why do we even do English T-shirt finds when we have stuff for like this from native speakers?
Yeah.
And then I can't figure out what this ad is. I think it's somebody responding to another ad. Information for greedy women, age 31. In regards to the posting below seeking greedy women, but I couldn't find a post below seeking greedy women. Be advised that you will not actually be paid for your services, and it is only for fun, for the sake of preserving the ambiance of the ransom slash kidnapping scenario. I will not inform you of this at the time and will adamantly deny any claims of there not being any money involved.
That must have been where that pop star was.
Yeah.
You applied to that greedy woman ad.
Yeah. Looking for internet bride to move to SA and start family.
USA.
Aged 42. Help me and I can help you. Seeking others who want to relocate here as well for a fee. Who's going
to... Others.
Yeah. Who's, for a fee. Who's going to pay the fee? I can provide the ceremony, place to live, etc. until she gets on her own. Respond with a photo and information about your desire to
co-em
to USA and stay here. I will help you with whatever financial needs are and bring you much happiness in a country where there's a lot of work and
really?
Fun things to do. Like, and Casol has none of this. Like shopping, clubbing, and outdoor stuff.
Outdoor stuff.
That's all there is in Seoul is shopping, clubbing, and outdoor stuff.
Hiking. there was one more, and that's actually on the main page. This guy is financial aid 36, money slave available, help with rent, phone, car, and emergency expenses, no strings. I don't know. Is he offering to be the money slave? I don't know.
There's some
check her out. Check her out. Anybody got any freaky foreigners?
No, I'm just trying to think of any. So. Not this week. I met one new guy this week. He's pretty cool.
Korean kids do the darndest things.
Korean kids do the darndest things. You know, I say Rosa. She doesn't like the long ones. She's one of the few. Doesn't like the long one, so she's really going to hate this one. But it's our last show,
yeah.
So we're going
to
make it.
She can listen to it in segments.
Make it really long.
Shoot, this is so long, you can listen to it all year long. You know, it's kind of like this is the everlasting gobstopper of podcasts.
Yeah. But I was thinking...
You can suck on it and suck on it, or you can just suck.
But I say, you're Rosa. And this is what a great person she is, and what a scumbag I am. Is if I was in Rosa's shoes with the Girl Scout cookies, I would have tacked on a service and handling fee. You know, because it was like $3.50 a box, right? I would just made it $4 a box. Because how many, like 200 boxes?
She really could have started a racket.
Yeah.
And Rosa, you really should try that next year.
Because if she's handling 200 boxes, that's $100 in her pocket.
In fact, hook me up with your source and I'll show you how to do it.
You could charge $10 a box. And
people will still buy them.
I'll take five.
Why are people getting pot mailed to them from Canada? Exactly. Why?
Yeah,
so they could just get Girl Scout cookies and make that money. Yeah. Why?
Hook up with Joe. He'll show you how to do it. Take out a warehouse. They're just gonna get a Goshiwan.
Yeah.
Goshiwan, there's your storage facilities, and just operate out of there.
I got an extra bedroom.
Yeah, there you go. Man.
Bragger.
Jerry, you got
extra bedroom.
That's my computer room, but still, I put the cookies in there.
Notice the word room on there. You have interior walls.
I do have.
You have excess interior walls.
Yes. I love my place.
I've got an interior wall. Well, I mean, not including your bathroom, but my interior wall is actually parallel to my floor. So, in other words, a loft.
Okay.
So there's a room up there.
Oh, you have a loft.
Yeah, it's a loft.
I've wanted one of those.
Yeah, that was what I originally asked for when I got this
place. I'm scared of being drunk on one of those places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no railing or anything. It's just like you fall off the side of the stairs.
There's a railing, but the stairs are incredibly narrow.
Oh,
like so, I am.
No, on the right side. Oh, in yours. Well, yeah. I can't tell you what's in your place.
Yeah. I'm sober when I'm coming down those stairs. I am like holding on for dear life to get down.
Some of the ones over at Megum, they don't have railings. There's like no safety device whatsoever.
Oh, you have to crawl up there.
But the stairs are storage facilities. So there's each step has like a cabinet.
Well, I don't sleep up in my loft.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just actually use my loft as storage facility.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even necessarily use the stairs. I can literally just throw stuff. Man. I'm not married. Did I mention that? it's like when I used to collect old computers. I'm like,
okay.
I am a single man. I can collect old computers. You know, there's no woman in my life to tell me.
Because I've done that. I brought home computers to repair, and then John would treat me like my mom bringing home a stray dog.
Yeah.
What is that doing in the house? No, we can't keep it. No,
we can't keep it.
No, we can't keep it. You're not going to feed it. You're not going to, it's just going to sit here and I'll end up being the one taking care of it.
Well, that's exactly, and I knew that exactly was going to happen sometime in my future. So that's what I'm going to do it now. Yeah. So Jennifer, you got some good student, crazy student writing.
I do. Well, we've had timed essays, which I think is a fabulous idea with first and second graders.
especially to generate good writing.
To generate good writing. Time.
Oh, no, yeah. I have to time them. I have to say you have 10 minutes to write, because if I don't, they're just going to sit there with that dictionary.
Or the mechanical
pencil. Oh, no, So two of them, the prompt for one class was, if you could be any age, what age would you like to be and why?
All right.
Which is, you know, a good question to ask first and second graders. One of them said, I want to be 33. When I'm 33, I can cook, clean, and go somewhere to my car. So her dream is to be old enough to cook and clean.
She can clean right now if she wants to.
And be old enough to be crucified.
Yeah. And the other one said, I want to turn into 34 because I have baby, but they are growing up and I don't like laying baby hard. Laying baby is ouchy and looks like fat. One more time. I don't like laying. I think laying is bad. I don't like it. And when we lay, it is girl inside baby and make it like a monster and cut the mommy belly so that baby can come out and put it together. Ew, I don't like that. So other than her really atrociously bad grammar and the fact that she doesn't see the difference between laying an egg and having a baby.
Right, yeah. Sorry, I was kidding. Yeah, laying, okay.
I think it's funny. She wants to be 34 basically so she can bypass having children because she doesn't want to look fat or have a baby cut out of her like a monster.
My impression was just more Freudian in that I think she just found out where babies came from and it's really disturbing her. So that's the only thing on her mind these days. It's like, oh my God.
I have a cesarean section story. One of my friends, her friend had a baby. All right. And, now, I guess a lot of women used to have cesarean sections, but the government stopped wanting to pay for it unless it was absolutely medically necessary. And if you have a cesarean, then the government will, you know, charge you for it. Whereas you're giving the birth, if you have a natural birth, then it's free. But that's, you know, the extra billing if it's a cesarean. Mm-hmm. All right. So she goes in and she's has to give birth, and the doctor deems it medically necessary. She really does have to have a cesarean, or else she could die. And if not die, then, you know, birth will be extremely painful. Like the baby's going to come out sideways or something. I don't know what the. And but you know, because this
that
is,
would be ouchy.
Yeah, because this is Korea. The doctor doesn't consult the woman.
Right, just
goes to the husband, right?
Oh.
And sort of, you know, I ask what the husband what. To do, or sort of not even ask the husband, sort of maybe just informs the husband, oh, we're gonna have to go with a cesarean. And the husband's kind of like, I don't want to pay for a cesarean. It has to be a natural birth. And literally, she didn't die, but literally put her through one of the most painful experiences in her life, that, you know, unnecessarily to save a buck.
Yeah. Speaking of which, they have an awesome new infomercial.
All right.
For insurance. This goes along with the sports infomercials we were talking about before.
All right.
Making like the mundane activity seem so wonderful.
Right.
This one this new insurance commercial, it's showing someone who like is having just horrible pain. Just sitting at their desk doing their job and suddenly they're like falling out of their chair because of a stomach ache and you know, just
stomach cancer.
But it's it hits fast. And they go to the doctor. They go to the doctor and they get this horrible bill and they're like, and of course, I mean, this is Korea, yeah, you know, right. Come on. They have no idea what a horrible medical bill is.
Right.
And then she gets the insurance and she gets the new bill and she's smiling and laughing.
Right, okay.
Because that's what you do when you get a bill.
Right.
But
the new bill, right?
Yeah.
So instead of $5,000, it's only like $500.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or it's Korea, so instead of being Manwon, it was Chonwon or something.
Okay. You got one more.
Oh, I've got one more essay. It was, what's the best gift you've ever gotten? And her best gift ever was a self phone, S-E-L-F phone.
Self.
Which she's does, trying. She's
yeah,
trying.
It makes sense.
Oh, all right.
She got
okay.
the right sound. She didn't say all hand right. phone.
Okay.
But I just thought that was funny.
Well, that makes sense. When I was a kid, you know, when you hear things as a kid, you never really think about how it's spelled. I used to think this afternoon was the s'afternoon.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, I remember you said the saft.
I was not too bright.
The saft. The saft. That was sort of a short form in Quebec for, you know, this afternoon.
It's like, Mom,
the saft.
Could we go to the toy store tomorrow, this afternoon?
Yeah. Well, I like to throw nests in the middle of days. Wet, you know, Wednesday, wed nest day. Thursday nest day, Friday nest day, sat nest day. Just because. Or I like all my friends, I like to give them the middle name Andrew. Doesn't matter what their what their real middle name is. I just call it my friend Terry Brown. Terry Andrew Brown. That's not my name. Yes, it is. Terry Andrew Brown. and then I like to, what was it, the, you know, like the object pronoun. What?
Him?
What is it now? I forget what it is.
Her?
Yeah. What do you?
It.
What should we?
Us.
What?
Me. I'm running out of object pronouns.
Let me just edit that whole part out.
You.
I'll try to remember later. Joe, you have any cream?
Yeah. This is great. I have a new girl in my class, and her English is really good. But we just got through reading this book, Up and Away Around the World, where they go around the world on a balloon. And so I thought, oh, an easy one. What country do you want to visit? Something easy. And this girl writes, really good English. I want to visit Japan because Japan had many nice shops and department store. Japan is big country with a lot of kangaroos.
Okay.
it's Korea.
At the zoo.
It's like Korea and then everything else.
And I made sure. Are you sure kangaroos in Japan? Yes.
Pretty sure.
Kangaroos. I like kangaroos.
My kids would all just say, what country do you want to visit? Korea. What other country? Korea. They
can't get out of that yet.
Yeah. That's it.
No other country exists.
Exactly.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity of the week. And Jennifer, there's all kinds of... Well, the new incoming Lee Myung Buck, he's got some sort of...
Oh, yeah. He just wants to start having high school classes taught in English, and it's just creating mutiny among public school teachers, as you can expect.
Korean English teachers in the public school system, right?
Since, yes. Like, basically, they think that they should be allowed to drink soju and smoke during class. So the fact that they actually have to, you know, teach the language that they're purportedly hired to teach is just outrageous to them. So he wants to just increase the number of teachers manyfold.
All right. Koreans who can teach in English, like conduct the full class in English, not just explain
not
the
just,
grammar.
Not English class, but like math. In English.
Ah, right. Okay, right. You know,
subject classes.
Okay, all right.
In English, and since studies have shown that the English teachers can't teach English class in English, this is not going over too well with the public school teachers.
They're good at teaching the grammar.
Yeah.
Right. You explain it in Korean, teaching the English grammar. Yeah. But I think they've noted that, you know, that when they know the grammar, but when it comes to actually conversing in English, it's shutdown mode, right?
Yeah.
People are just like,
learning lists of vocabulary.
They treat grammar like a math problem.
Exactly.
And so when they have to speak, they think it's like improvising a math problem as they're going along. And you're thinking that way. I've heard from Eunjung that also from emailing back that they're talking about hiring foreigners for civil service jobs.
Yes, that has gone through.
Okay, because Injun wants me to apply for that.
Don't they have some insane test that they have to take?
I know. I thought I had to be fluent in Korean or something like that. And she says, no, don't do it. No, no.
I think one guy already got hired.
Go for it, Joe.
It's always amazing what like, girlfriends think. Job do you think you should be applying
for? Yeah.
There's a hedge fund manager position.
Honestly, God, when I was living in Toronto, my girlfriend was like, she was always cutting those ads out for me. You know, I've just graduated with a BA in psychology, you know, and she's cutting these ads out, and she's like, I don't even know how to use Excel, like how can I, you know? But just maybe they'll have another job for you. They're hiring, you know.
I can see that, but
it's not Korea. You don't just turn up with your degree.
I explained to her the ins and outs. I said, you know, my CEA job, you know, they're good for us. They give us ability. They give us a lot of money for housing. They give us, they give us a really good deal. And I'm like, you really want me to throw that up for a civil service? I mean, seriously, working for the sole government, do you really think they'll treat me the same as CEA would, you know?
But I'm always getting this sort of mixed message from the Korean government about English teachers in the public school system. Because it was like last year, their whole plan was to get rid of all the foreign teachers. They were going to send all of their teachers abroad and then, you know, like sort of have tours of duty.
Yeah, whatever
abroad.
Happened to the English villages idea? It's kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, English villages, they still have them.
But it seems like that was supposed to be the big solution.
Yeah, I want to know who got paid for coming up with that idea, because that obviously was flawed from the beginning.
Well, that was fun, because when I worked for one show on EBS, we would do our location shoots there, because they had like different rooms. That was a bank, and one that was – they're really cool looking on the inside.
Yeah, really cool.
Like Disney World, right?
Yeah, if you treat it as Disney World, in, you know.
But at the same time, they still – followed what I've seen the same model of many Hagwons, build it but do not maintain it, because there's a lot of wear and tear already.
I'm sure as kids come in there for a week and they're never going to be back, who's going to get them in trouble? The teachers don't know their
names. They do that, and then no one tries to maintain it or anything. No one puts another fresh coat of paint or tries to fix the big scratch, you know, kids, you know, all the
few.
all over the place.
There was the big expose about them on like the news where, you know, I mean, their whole thing was supposed to be like it was you know, English on the outside or English on the inside. It was just pure English. From the moment you stepped in there, it was English, English, English.
Bull. Yeah, bull. Exactly. I was there. Yeah. And I know a couple of people from there. I met a few people and they agreed. I never heard any English.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I was just there filming some stuff. But you could hear the kids walking by with the teachers, and no one is speaking English.
It was supposed to be like little English bubble where, and then when they took a hidden camera in there, it's just everybody speaking.
I'll tell you that. The cafeteria had really good food, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when John, he was up in the, near me, the English village near me, but he didn't like the food. But food is just like Korean food, you know.
But that was pretty good Korean food for me. They made naengmyeon and they made chicken sandwiches without ketchup.
Oh.
Or jam.
No, they were purely really good chicken, like Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. I was like, dang, give me some naengmyeon and chicken sandwich. I'd love that.
Yeah, some of my friends work at the one in Bundang, and they have even vegetarian options every day, and they said it's really good there.
All right. But I mean, I don't know.
I'll talk about the one in Incheon if anyone wants.
But John has experience at the one place. Maybe John's tastes are different. But I mean, I like airplane food. I like hospital food.
It could vary according from one to the other, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But the big thing was, it was just that it's not lived up to the idea of,
Oh, no.
And that's all, again, that feeds into the why, you know, if you look Korean, parents don't want to send their students because they just think Koreans will naturally speak Korean to each other. They will not dare speak English to each other because it's just too hard, you know.
They never met Injong.
Yeah. But even my friend, the woman who does the voiceover for the podcast, she's sending a little boy to some Canadian themed little Hagwon. He's 4 years old, you know.
Is that Maple Bear?
Something like that. And
our competition.
No,
they have a kindergarten though. We don't have a kindergarten.
Right. This is preschool. So, anyways, but his teacher is you know, Canadian and you know, white guy, whitey, but he's learning Korean. So sometimes he speaks Korean to the little kids, right? But the mothers don't, they don't like that. They want him to be speaking English all the time. But it's like, but yeah, but you know, if you want that your kid to sit down, you know how
they're four.
Yeah, you know, if it's like if you got maybe two kids in the room, but if there's like 10, you know, you can't just sit down until one of them, they all suddenly get it.
Oh,
is that what he wants us to do? Yeah, exactly. You just want them to sit down and be quiet so you can move on with the lesson. There is a certain, you know, it's like, you know, expedience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certainly when you're dealing with kids that young, if they raise their hand and say, I have to go to the bathroom, it doesn't matter what language they say it in.
Yeah.
Like you really don't have the time for them to think it through in English when a 4-year old.
Oh, they'll stand up and they'll play with their jumblies. And you can tell right away that they got to go.
But yeah.
But the thing is, when they walk out with their hand, the pants around their ankles and
right.
with toilet paper, and they want you to wipe them.
Yes.
I've never done it.
No, I'm not. Yeah,
I've never done it.
No, that's when you call for the Korean teacher for help.
Yeah.
The female Korean teacher.
Sorry.
Especially these days, I'm not touching any kid. That was funny. Did I tell you about that? Oh, yeah, I told you about that one time. About that one girl who came up to me, and she just previously she said her mother saw me on TV and she thinks I'm attractive. And then the other day she comes into my room and she says, oh, after class, she says, oh, Mr. Joe, did you touch me?
No.
No,
I did not touch you. She meant something else. Like, did you want me to, you know, did you ask for me to come in and did you need anything from me? You know, did you call for me? Did you touch me?
Yeah. That's when you're like, I thank God we've got video cameras in the classroom.
Yeah. I've been so careful with this one.
Yeah.
My perspective on the bathroom help is if they're not in diapers, they need to take care of it all themselves. I will pick them up to help them reach the sink to wash their hands, and that's it.
Yeah, I'd say if they still can't use the bathroom, they're no business being outside the home yet.
Being educated.
Potty trained first, cool. Then send them outside.
Yeah. But you know, I walked into a classroom and I started to erase this on the blackboard, but I stopped when I saw what was written. The Korean teacher before me, he's trying to like I have explain mm-hmm. that I have, you know, I have, then and then there's another verb. So I have finished my homework. Okay, I have lived in Seoul for 3 years. Okay, mm-hmm. I have eaten a dog meat.
But then nice use of articles.
Yeah, but then yeah, a little article problem. But then also he has the little carrot in there. Never, I have never eaten a dog meat. I have eaten dog meat. But I mean, I need 3 sentences to really illustrate this rule. You know, and all right, the kids all know the verb eat.
Level are those kids in that class? So we don't go into present perfect until up and away 6.
I would never be able to get them to generate this English in my class.
No,
although I teach them. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Because this is English.
Only...
This is
monkey class. Yeah. Monkey class. Get another monkey class story for the week. All right. Again, like I told you last week, the Gordon Ramsayan punishments I was giving to them. So we had this one homework, and I'm right. going through and I'm writing every single answer on the board, and it's like 15 sentences, and I'm writing 15 sentences on the board. And then I look around, they're not checking their answers. So I went through and I made sure that okay, if you have any correct your stuff, correct your homework. If I see any new mistakes, you have to rewrite the sentence 5 times. Right. So even through all this all over again. All over again, the same kids cannot even copy the sentence from the board correctly.
That makes me angry when my students can't copy the correct answer correctly. Like,
but copying, that should be the
right.
They cannot
the vein comes out.
The forehead vein.
Yes, I mean the forehead. Yeah. No, it is the same class where the girl said, "Teacher, did you touch me?" No. Screaming. And I'm actually, I've given up. And the managers hear me saying this. I go, "Are you stupid? Really?
Yeah.
Do your parents know how stupid you are? We are going to find out. Why do they let you out of the house? You obviously don't know how to even cross a street. How do you even make it here? And the kids just give me this look, like, you know, the puzzled puppy dog look, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, they know what you're talking about.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah, with a side tilt.
Yeah.
I think they go to Hog One to learn that look. Because they all kind of put their head down a little, so they're looking up at you, and they tilt their head to the side at the exact same angle. Hmm?
Well, my bosses have had me dealing with this class, and it's just funny that they hear me saying this and they say nothing about that. They're saying, like, yeah, it's about time you start laying it on to them. And they've been telling me before, I keep complaining about it, like, just lay it on to them. Do it. And so I've been doing it, and it's so cathartic. Really? And I go to the light. I go to the light switch. And I say, I point to the lights. This is my brain. I turn off the light. This is your brain. Please, turn it on.
We had to do report cards this week. Yeah, and
me too.
But I have to write everything in English, and my parents are not like your parents, where they don't understand the English. So then my head teacher has to translate it into Korean, and I'm sure he does not do literal translations.
Oh, no.
He was even telling me, he's like, well, you know, he's very talkative in class, you know. So some of the low blows, you know.
Yeah, I have to come up with a lot of euphemisms because my parents do tend to speak English, so I have to, you know. He's energetic in class, yeah. Or he will achieve according to his efforts.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've given up, especially with monkey class. We have to do weekly evaluations sheets, which is fine. I like this system better. We write it in English, and some of the parents can understand the English. And it's just one sentence. You just write one sentence next to the student's name, like, well, how they did, and I'm like, good grammar this week, stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
But I'm getting to the point, I'm writing, does she even try to open a book?
Right.
Yeah. What thoughts enter her head? Could you please tell me?
Why are you paying money? Exactly. Right. Like, do you know your child is just throwing your money away? This one by Alex tends to be lazy in his answers. Alex prefers to avoid answering using I don't know, nothing. Those are his typical answers. I don't know, nothing. He needs to work much harder.
I wrote one that said very good English and greatly violent.
This one boy, only boy in a class of girls, and it sits at the back, but he got like, you know, he got like 26 out of 30, two nines and an eight, and excellent student, only boy in the class, which can cause some boys to be very quiet or shy. John is his name. John, whoever, gets his work done, gives good answers, helps other students when needed. So yeah, not a low blow, but just kind of funny. Usually if it's only one boy in class, they're just terrified.
One girl too.
Yeah,
they don't like to be that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I have one single girl, and she's kind of tomboyish. She's really good. She's the best, one of the best in the class. And yeah, I hated that the boys gang up on her. She can really fight them. She can pummel them to a pulp if she wanted to. But yeah, they call her, since they've learned the word weird from playing apples to apples, Mushi Mushi Han. Yeah. So they call her Mushi Mushi Han. They call her Weird Jessica. And all of us are ganging up on the boys. Stop that, because we all love this girl. She's so great. But she's getting so picked on by them.
This is when I wonder how my boss will translate it. Mark gets a 4 in speaking. I fail them if you're one-on-one speaking tests. You know, if they're trying to use hand signs to communicate, fail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very poor classroom performance.
It's not nonverbal communication.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Loses handouts and important classroom documents. Not prepared for class. Needs to really work to improve his habits and vocabulary. Okay, Steven. Steven's behavior has long been a problem. It's improved in my class this semester, but he still plays too much in class and tends not to care about his work. I just wish my boss would actually.
Yeah.
Oh, but the girl Heather, super super special friend. What did I? She looked at her report card and she thanked me. I forget what she. Oh, this is what I wrote. Heather. Excellent student, works very hard in class, very helpful to other students, very good sense of humor. I don't know. I think she liked her. I don't know what my head teacher translated it as, but yeah. But I don't know. I'm just going to tell it to him straight, and then he can translate to the parents.
Oh, do it straight. Yeah. Do it straight, and it's really good because a good many of the parents can understand some of the English.
Yeah.
And they really prefer. They really honestly. Because we've actually become friends with some of my former students' parents. They prefer you to be cruel if you're like that.
Right. Okay.
No, they really. Well, my students' parents prefer honesty about the students' academic weaknesses.
Yeah.
But they do not want to hear that their child is a little asshole to the other kids. They don't want to hear that their kid sticks their hand in their pants for 45 minutes out of, you know, a 55-minute class. You know,
I told you about Zipper Boy this past week. Yeah.
Well, how's Zipper Boy?
Zipper Boy sat down in an entire class and never zipped his zipper.
All right.
And I kept telling him to zip his zipper. He's like, nope.
Like
so I had to pull in the boss. I had to pull in the boss, and boss had to come in and say, "Zip your effing pants."
One of the country jamboree bears.
And then I told you, And then going on, then they have the guy that's spacing out, and then the other kid who's drawing the kid with the unzipped pants. And there's a big picture of two boys playing soccer, and he has a heart around the two boys playing soccer. Oh, yeah. And there's the third boy. He's wearing a sweatpants, and he's playing with his jumblies. Oh, God, yeah. I like that word a lot today.
Last couple of weeks, I'm at the blackboard. I'm writing. I turn around, and there's four boys, and they sit in a little cluster in the back. And they're holding their fingers to each other's noses, like almost like.
Oh boy!
Who even wants to know what they did first?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking like a game of chicken. Like the first one to pull their nose away from that finger is like loses.
Finger mustache. Yeah.
But I mean, like every class. So finally, I'm just like, just stop that. Just stop with holding your fingers to each other's noses. Right. I don't know what you're doing, but just stop it.
Right.
Okay. Back when I taught kindergarten.
Harvard material.
This is the ultimate not Harvard material story. Okay. Back when I taught kindergarten, we had I had my own routine where I had the kids line up.
Right.
And we did this playful thing, attention, salute. And then we go, now's the time to say goodbye. And we do a little song. So we had this new boy in my class because he got kicked out of the other class because the other teacher couldn't stand him. And so I go, attention, salute. And everyone except this boy is saluting. And why is he not saluting? I look over. The boy has his pants down. And he's whacking on his weenie like there's no tomorrow. He's going like, stop it! Well, I'm trying to be nice because, you know, if you always hear, if some kid's doing something that's inappropriate, you can scar them for life if you yell at them. So I'm like, pull them up, please. not that kind of salute.
At least it's kindergarten.
Yeah,
at least it was kindergarten.
Yeah. My kids are 12 and they're doing this.
but he was like 6 years old. You know, 6 years old, you're supposed to know that. Supposed to. Maybe you might pull your pants down or something like that. But you should know not to play with your tallywhacker in front of everyone.
You should. Yeah. If your parents have ever said no to you.
Yeah.
But there's no actual job opportunities. But it's just like there appears to be opportunities in the public school system, but then there may not be opportunities. But oh, there may be opportunities again. Oh, but there may not be opportunities. You just never know. You just never know from month to month, from year to year, from administration to administration.
Yeah, I have noticed that a lot of the job opportunities lately, they have all been asking for the criminal record.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Check.
And I got the paperwork. If you go to, I want to say ESL Planet.
All right.
I think so. They have all the links for whatever state you're from or whatever country you're from. They have the links to get the documents that you need.
That's good.
And they explain the process very thoroughly.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah. All right.
So it should be no problem.
It does sound quite time consuming, though.
Would you like some freshie, Joe?
I forgot what that was.
Would you like a nice glass of freshie? Did your grandmother ever call Kool-Aid freshie?
No. Kool-Aid. Yeah,
no, I don't think my grandmother would have ever made Kool-Aid.
Maybe. Yeah, my grandmother's never made Kool-Aid.
Maybe it was a Canadian thing from like the 60s. Maybe we had the off-brand. But in Canada it was called freshie.
Freshie.
My grandmother just never
so bad either.
My grandmother never got out of that calling Kool-Aid freshie. Would you like, can grandma make you boy some freshie? And I love how grandma's refer to themselves in the third person. Grandma, can grandma do this? Can grandma do that? Man. But that is our show. Jennifer, Cotisol.
There is no February meeting. In March, we're having our annual Soul Chapter Conference.
All right.
So this year's theme is Teachers Helping Teachers. And we will have 9 concurrent sessions, 3 sessions each for 3 hours. Plus plenary, and Mario Rinvalukri is doing the plenary as well as he will have 1 session in each other hour. Mm. And he is a very popular ESL textbook writer from the UK.
Okay.
And Joe... Do we know who? Do we know who?
Mario Rinvalukri.
But who has the popular...
Him.
Oh, he is.
See that big name?
He's a big name in... he does a lot of activities, books, and stuff like that.
Okay, I think I might. It just sounds familiar. I might know him. I might have taught him. Yeah. Me?
Joe, yeah. Did we mention your food column? What's coming up?
Yeah, I'm doing tons of writing because I write for 2 publications.
You plug Jennifer in your latest food column.
Yes, I'm going to be plugging Jennifer likely again. It'll come out before the podcast.
Yeah. You can find it on the web. Korea Herald.
Yeah,
what day is it?
I don't know what day is it.
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
I don't know. I think I bought it on Tuesday.
I just know when my deadline
is. Are you every other week?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I bought it last Tuesday. We're in last Tuesday.
No. It's every other week. Right. And my trouble, if I could just get any help, is because now I've been expanded to 2 pages in Seoul Magazine, and they want me to do more restaurants, and I don't live in Seoul, and I'm going on excursions, Quixotian excursions, trying to find some restaurants. And yesterday I pulled a bunch of restaurants from the internet. We only found 1 of them just by stumbling, and it was so horrible I can never write about it. So we wasted the entire day yesterday, and I could use some help just trying to find some
good restaurants.
Well, not only good restaurants, but just, a unique food neighborhood. Like the Japanese neighborhood in Ichon and the French neighborhood, or, like Seolleum-dong is nasty neighborhood, but they're known for their sundae. Okay. Something like that.
Or the Pancake Street. What's that cream pancake?
Have you ever reviewed Gavin's restaurant? Because he does have a restaurant.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not supposed to be just reviews. Yeah, I like to throw Gavin, but I'm trying to tie it all together because it's all about just generally Korean food.
Oh, okay.
But I got to include a few restaurants in the whole spiel. This next one I'm working on, hopefully it'll work. Who knows? I might fold because all the restaurants I'm looking at are kind of dying. Is this concept of eating on the Green Line. And I'm just like, restaurant stops on the subway.
Yes.
So I'm just a constant, the Green Line. I'll just play with that. And, I was depending on some websites like Tour to Korea and others, and they recommend these restaurants, and they gave the wrong directions to them.
Neighbor.
Well, now, see, Eunjong came with me yesterday. I can't believe she didn't get angry at me after getting lost so many times. And she had to go into so many GS25s asking for directions and people scratching their heads. What's that? Don't know that place. So she had a really good attitude, and I rewarded her by doing clothes shopping afterwards. And she's really great. But now she knows what I'm going through. She knows what I go through when trying to get this stuff done. So now she's starting to help me.
Okay.
She's starting to do the research because she doesn't want me to go out again without doing more research on places.
Okay.
So that's helping. And she started to get a taste of it last month when I got the call 2 days before deadline. Oh, yeah, we're expanding you to 2 pages.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, I love – Robert's great. And it was just one of those things that just happened, and he couldn't control it. And so And I was able to pull it out of my butt really quickly. And we'll see, because I think it's about, I think it's published right now. So we'll see how much out of that butt that was done. But yeah, Eunjong had to help me on that one a bit, because they wanted the restaurants and she was helping me research restaurants. And the poor girl, because she did all this research and I threw all her research out the window. I go, nah. Nah, because I'm going to, no, it's not kosher. I should talk about restaurants I've actually been to. too early in my career to start lying in my
right. Wow. This one got rave reviews on such and such website.
Yeah.
So it must be good.
Yeah. Need it this early to sully my reputation. I'll wait till I'm working at the New York Times, because yeah. That's where everyone else does that.
Exactly. You write stories about kids hooked on crack.
Yeah.
Turns out you just made that kid up.
Believe me, I'm not making up the tallywhacker kid. I'm not making that up. He's hooked on something else, and it ain't on phonics.
I like clothes shopping with women, because they go into stores where you would never in your life go into. Well, women's clothing stores, you know, and you gotta occupy your time when you're in there. So you begin to notice things that you would never ever notice before. Like I would never, not only would I never even go into a store called La Puta, but I would never even notice a store called La Puta, right? So yeah, but and then you gotta go and you gotta start, you start looking at things and noticing things and going, oh, I would have never noticed that before.
What?
I don't know. I can't give a good example.
Okay, I thought you were going somewhere.
That was going somewhere.
I try
noticing things.
I try to be the good boyfriend and help her pick out outfits. But the thing is, our tastes are so dramatically different. Because I want her to dress kind of cool, funky, kind of cute. She wants to dress like Mobley Fraggle.
From Fraggle.
Drapery. Almost like Mrs. Roper, you know? And a moo-moo. It's just draper. And I actually turned on Fraggle Rock on Hana TV and said, you dress like her. She gets it now. She gets it now. Now I bring her up. I said, no, sweetie, that's Mobley Fraggle. She does that. And yesterday, we did buy a Mobley Fraggle outfit. It was a very loose-fitting shirt with what looks like a skirt sewn into the bottom. It's not really a skirt. It's more like, you know, it's drapery. it just hangs on her like a potato sack. And the thing is, she has a killer bod, and she will never show it off because she says she's too short. I'm like, you're in Korea, sweetie.
What plastic
surgery? You're shorter than me.
What plastic surgery does your girlfriend want to get? Give me the list.
Dermatology.
All right.
That's it.
Really?
She's not into that.
Wow.
No eyes, no nose, no.
Oh no. She has double eyelids.
Oh okay.
She has a cute nose. She's got Angelina Jolie lips. So she's pretty nice, you know. And the only thing is, like, she just has a little coloration on her cheeks from. She says from way back in her 20s, she went on some weird diet and lost weight too quickly, and she got this discoloration in her cheeks from it.
Stretch marks on her cheeks.
Well, it's not really stretch marks. I don't know what it is, but you know, it's sort of attractive on her. I thought.
Sure.
Yeah, and if anything, she wants to get that taken care of. Well, I think it's kind of cute. These days, I think it's just really dang sexy on her. So I'm fine. She's fine just the way she is.
Yeah,
she's short. I like short. And she's not that short.
Right.
You know, she comes up to my shoulders. A little higher than my shoulders, yeah.
You're a pretty tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty tall guy.
How tall are you, Joe?
6 feet. And I'm the tallest on my dad's side of the family in 100 years.
Okay.
So that's always – they always knew me as – that's ironic because they always call me Little Joe. Little Joe in the family. But they always like Little Joe to come over because he can reach stuff on the shelf for them. My grandparents are great.
It's good to know the source of their love.
That's why I got the inheritance. Yeah. No, I've got the inheritance. What
am I? That's
the reason they paid my boarding school, I guess, because I could reach stuff on the shelf.
One of my coworkers, Jenny, back in Toronto, we would go shopping at lunchtime. And Jenny had a really rich husband, and she had a huge diamond ring, you know, on her finger, her engagement ring. And so we would go shopping, you know, whatever clothing store she was in, I would go in with her, and I would stand next to her at the cash register. And so like the woman behind the cash register, she would look at Jenny's ring, the huge hunk of ice, and then she'd look at me. look at me. And then she would kind of like, I realized, oh, they must think I'm her husband. Because why, who else would I be, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it was be kind of like, it was like, ooh, that's what you have to marry to get that? Well, I guess. I mean, you know, like I'd work with that maybe. I don't know. It was always a strange look. I could never figure out the look. Is it a good look or is it a condemning look? I don't know. I just remember one time when I went to the record store and I bought I bought some punk CD with like my Amex gold card and the look on the guy, like the 17-year-old behind the counter, the sneering look I got from him was just the look of contempt. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Sneering,
getting a punk CD. I understand the irony, okay? When I was your age, all right, dead Kennedys on CD, that to me was irony. What the hell are the dead Kennedys doing on a yuppie toy? But you know what? You get older, you get a job, you start paying taxes. This is what happens, okay?
You get a gold card.
I'm surprised that. Well, are you talking about in Korea?
No. This was in Toronto.
I would be surprised that kid would even be familiar with what punk was.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Man.
I would love to see the punk beds. They're all doing the Super Junior dances.
it's just Super Junior with like dog collars on or something.
Basically, yeah. It cannot escape from it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Prepackaged punk band.
Well, I guess that is our show and our podcast. 59 episodes. Don't delete us from iTunes yet. There may still be a couple little more things. Maybe one from when I'm back in Canada. I don't think that bank job is gonna carry through. I haven't heard from them. But then this is Korea. That like the day before I'm about to get on the plane, they're like, can you come in for another interview?
Oh, no, they'll say, oh, yeah, come in tomorrow.
Can you start tomorrow? Yeah, something like that.
No,
yeah.
They won't ask you. They'll say, okay, come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, right.
Who knows? But I, a couple podcasts ago when we were in the Dono studio, I mean, our listeners don't know it, but we had an abortive start to our podcast. I had the mics plugged in wrong. And my laptop actually has a mic. And,
are we recording now?
Yeah, we're okay. Recording. Yeah,
that'd be kind of killer if we.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah,
did that all over again.
Well, it's a new laptop.
It'd be like the director's cut of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So we got over those like about 13 minutes of that intro that we had to redo again. And but the sound quality wasn't actually all that awful. Just from this, I mean, you can see here, Joe, this little tiny, see that little pinprick? That wasn't just me melting, a hole in the plastic, you know
the, oh my the God! Mic. Oh, and that was a mic.
That's the actual mic, yeah.
That's a microphone.
Yeah, and it picked up Joe quite well. Jennifer's a little faint, but I think I'll throw that up there.
DVD extra.
Yeah. So a couple more little things might come, but who knows? I don't know if you guys are going to continue the podcast, but we'll see. So it might show up
Soul Survivors Mark 2.
Yeah, Mark 2 and Puppet Show. Puppet Show and. Yeah. Well, they've got Baby Voxes now. Baby Vox Rev 2 or something like that. Anyways.
As long as we get the better dressing room than the Puppet Show.
Yeah. And top billing. Yeah. So let's see. And let me thank again my current podcast host, Jennifer. You definitely the best podcast.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And this is why I say don't make sure you try to get the podcast out because you're really funny, Jennifer. Yeah. and to be sexist, a funny woman, that's hard to find sometimes. And there's not a lot of funny women in this world, and we need more. Rita Redner and Jennifer. And I think the other one was like abusing children on her TV show, so she went to jail.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh no. What was it? I forgot what her name was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
you got to hear it. I don't know. Even though I can't stand her stand-up act, but if you're listening to Wait, Don't Tell Me, Paula Poundstone's actually pretty funny.
Oh, that was Paula Poundstone, right? Poundstone. Yes.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah, she was. She had a bunch of foster kids.
Yeah.
No, Kathy Griffin got in trouble when she was on stage and a kid came up on the stage.
Oh, really?
Okay. And finally she was like, get that kid off the stage. And all the people in the audience were like, yeah. But I think she had some more colorful language than that.
Uh-huh. And Joe, you were a nice last minute addition to the podcast.
Yeah.
You brought respectability to the podcast. I'm like, wow, Joe's been published in things and he likes our podcast. Wow. That was impressive. Yeah. And of course, got to think.
That's funny because my mom and my boss have started listening to this now.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. And then John, our original John. Yeah. I like John because John was like, I'm like, the very first podcast, I'm like, oh God, this sucks. And then I listened to John. I'm like, yeah, John's not so bad. Huh? I'll soldier on. It's not quite the abomination I thought it was. But yeah. And then it was Sarah. Sarah was the other original woman. And then there was Pamela. Yeah, Pamela. She came on for a few podcasts, but
as did Rosa, just a few.
Rosa,
yes,
and Anne.
Rosa,
Anne.
Oh yes, and your sister, yes, Rosa, Rosa, and Anne. Yes, they were. They added some.
Roseanne.
Smooth.
Yeah. But, by the way, yeah, Carl got to finally see Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock. I've got up to part 7. There's 10 parts, and Joe says there's a part 11. To be done.
After hearing the synopsis, I think I'll be downloading some of those tonight.
Yeah, definitely catch it. Yacht Rock on YouTube. Search it by name. It's pretty good. Yeah. Just a lot of my mistake was first starting it as if it was going to be like, taking clips from the music videos, you know, but it's actually like actors, and they're not good actors, but they work. They're so over the top, but they're such caricatures that they kind of use their weakness as their strength, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
So, it's really just a bunch of guys getting together and doing.
Yeah, the backyard piece of crap production values, but good writing and and when they just burst out into songs, that's good. But you know what I thought was funny is the white guys were terrible lip syncers, but the black guys who are trying to be gangsta rappers.
And, you saw that one. Oh, yeah,
and they just couldn't. Do gangsta stuff, you know, and so then they're like they start doing smooth music, and they are really good at lip syncing. Like, wow, yeah. And I do another podcast. I guess I can reveal the podcast, but it's not really of interest to people interested in coming to Seoul or Korea. It's called The Conspiracy Skeptic. And just about conspiracies, and then I'm skeptical about them. So the last one was the international banker conspiracy. So if you want to learn all about where does money come from and why it's not a bad thing, ooh, it's exciting stuff, Jennifer.
I used to do that. I used to work for Tom Hartman, and yeah, we used to have every Thursday. They didn't like me using the word conspiracy, but yeah, basically we would get someone on the show.
Oh, okay.
Kind of had things. We called the segment something like. Things you didn't know and things you thought you knew but didn't know about, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I usually get the guy. I learned a lot of stuff. Some of the stuff I started actually believing, some my little true, like, you know, Smedley Butler and his.
Oh, right.
Oh, gosh, you know this.
Yeah. The business plot.
The business plot against FDR to replace the government with a fascist government, because they had all admired Mussolini. This is before the big threat. This is in, like, early mid-30s. When all the countries were in a depression, and then Mussolini was able to turn his country around by combining government with business. a lesson that's been lost. and the attempted coup that involved Smedley Butler, and there was actual congressional hearings on it.
Yeah.
And things like that. The origins of the Fed was kind of the from Jekyll Island, something about that. Something really weird about the Reserve Board. Yeah.
Right.
The Reserve Board being born from Jekyll Island. That's kind of freaky. When I try to think of some of the other more weird stuff that we had.
Have you done the one about 9/11?
9/11.
There are lots of them.
9/11 I will not touch. That is just
the demolitions that must have been involved.
9/11 is such a ugly morass.
I won't get into that.
I just will not touch 9/11. Yeah.
I won't get into that.
It's but
I try to avoid that. Yeah.
But yeah, I did the business plot. That was supposed to be part of Alex Jones. I had no idea who this Alex Jones guy was until I start researching my podcast, and then it's like, Alex Jones guy's a nutbag. It's like You know, Planned Parenthood, they went to China to implement eugenics policies. Planned Parenthood in China. But wait, China has a one-child policy, but that's not very eugenicsy though. It's just, second kid you cannot have, period. If the first one's a mutant, we don't care. You got the mutant. You deal with it. That's not eugenics. Just bizarre crap this Alex Jones guy just throws out there, and it's like, yeah. So
Have you done any about Bigfoot and stuff?
no. Well, the first two are just sort of a kind of a overview of, the whole conspiracy thing, and the third one is what's the third one? But cancer, the great cancer conspiracy. Oh, it's a cure for cancer. They're just not telling you. And then let's see, the moon hoax.
Oh, you've done the big ones.
Yeah, but there's a Bigfoot guy who thinks there's some big government conspiracy hiding the fact that they know there really is a Bigfoot.
Oh yeah. Oh, what is it? There you are, and then the last one is like the federal bank. Which is stated that, banks can create money. Well, yeah, but there's a good reason why they can do that. But hey, listen to that podcast, and that's www.yrad.com/cs. So yrad.com. That's I got that domain, four-letter domain.
You got a four-letter domain.
Yeah, way back, but YRAD doesn't really mean
much. Oh, I was gonna just ask you, what
yeah,
does that stand for?
other than Y radian, the Y radian, the X.
Why radio?
Y radian. Oh, no one's ever offered me millions of dollars for it. You ever go to eBay and look up domain names for sale? And there's some
I'm sure they're
people,
crazy.
well, there's some people they don't quite get that the dot-com boom is over, and they've got things like JesusEaster.com. We want $5 million for it. The lowest bid is like $10. Ooh, why isn't that selling?
Jesus Easter.
Really stupid things, yeah. So, or you can, it's on iTunes. Search for it by name, The Conspiracy Skeptic, or put in conspiracy in any one of the search boxes. It'll come up. It's number one. Actually, I've got more listeners with that one than we actually have with Soul Survivors. I've got like,
Yay!
yeah, I've got like 2,000 listeners on my
Conspiracy.
Wow,
podcast.
how many have you done? How many episodes?
Six. I
Wow.
know, after, yeah. Well, I kind of crank one out one a month, but one every 3 weeks or something like that. But yeah. Oh, I know it's a funny thing, the podcast. I was looking at the stats, and I don't know if it'll play out this January, but it was like December, for all of December, there were like 1,400 listeners. All right. 1,400 downloads, December. January, we got the numbers literally doubled, 2,800, and then February it went back down. It's always been it's around the low.
It's not February yet.
No, this is
Last
last year. All
year.
right,
Oh.
all right. So December about 1,400. January spiked like double, 2,800. February back down to like 1,300, and then March. Again, it jumped back up. Like it jumped up by 1,000 people, and then again settles back down to about a what 1,200 downloads a month. Pretty solid. So here's the question: why the huge jump in January and the huge jump in March?
Maybe because a lot of hiring is done in January for people coming here at the beginning of
And in
March.
March, people are first coming here,
Yeah, maybe.
or just getting their
Because
foot
if
in.
you have any of the government jobs, university jobs, basically anything other than a Hagwon job, they like to start end of February, beginning of March. But they
Here's a
hire.
hint. Think
Okay.
holidays. What holiday do
Okay.
you, what holiday do you have before December?
Before December?
Before December. Or sorry, before January. What holiday comes before January?
Christmas?
Christmas. And what holiday comes before March?
Solal?
Easter?
Not Easter.
St. Patrick's Day?
Valentine's Day. All right.
About
So what are gifts, what are popular gifts people are going to give on iPods?
I got it.
Right. So
Okay.
everybody gets their iPod in December.
I didn't make that
Yeah,
connection.
and everybody gets their iPod for Valentine's Day from their, what do you want, honey? Oh, I want an iPod. So yeah, those are very pop. iPods are also popular gifts for Valentine's Day. So everyone gets their iPods, they hook them up to iTunes, and they go searching for crap, and they download So we get a lot of, you know, obviously we lose a lot.
So yeah, I was going to say, why the downturn?
Right. Because again, because people listen.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, exactly. So people, so we get 1,000 people who like listen to it for a month and just go, oh, it's just way too long.
I don't know how to tell the difference between that and, you know, web hits, because my website, you know, that's had these weird ups and downs too.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know if it's like just spammers, web bot, you know, bots crawling around, right. Or I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's basically going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my explanation. That's my theory. But I'll have to see. I'll have to see next March, I guess, for the February stats. Anyways, well, that's it. Any final words, Joe?
Live long and prosper.
All right. Jennifer?
I would say stay tuned.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe
good.
Something will be worked
good.
Out.
We did get a lot of email in the last week. People going, no, please, God, don't stop the podcast. And I thank you for it. I forward some to Jennifer.
Oh, three of them.
Lend some, yeah. add some pressure. And when I was in hospital in Seattle, when I was in the hospital, as you Americans would say, when I was in hospital for my, you know, my lung biopsy, the nurse was sort of showing me the x-rays and stuff and saying, oh, you know, it's probably this thing called hamartoma, which is not, it's not cancer, don't worry, but I can't make an official diagnosis, but that's what the doctors are thinking. But your actual doctor is the one who will give you the actual diagnosis.
I'm watching House these days, and yeah, I'm scared of diagnoses because it seems like they always get things wrong at first.
Yeah.
That's the plot of House. We give the wrong diagnosis first, and then we figure out just by some coincidence that Dr. House sees on the corner of his eye, he gets the idea on how to cure the patient.
Right, moments before their death.
Yeah, well, actually, I watched one of them died, his baby. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so I think I forget when I got the lung biopsy. It was like on a Friday or Thursday or something. But I wouldn't actually see my real doctor, you know, the
one who says yes or no.
Yes or no. I wouldn't get to see him like Monday. So I had to go through a whole freaking weekend, which is kind of stressful. And a lot of people go, well, I want to get through the weekend and I don't want my weekend ruined. You know, but I'd be like, no, I just want to know, you know, either way. So anyway, so, you know, Monday I got to go see my doctor, and then I'm going to the doctor's office, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's not cancer, but I better have something to say. If he says, I'm very sorry to say, but we think it's cancer, but I have something to say. So I'm like, so I decide what I was going to say. I was going to say, oh, damn, that's what I was going to say. but it wasn't. So I'm like, oh, really? I don't know. Yeah. So I'm like, well, what should I say? And then Joe used Star Trek. Because yeah. I was going to say from Star Trek, Captain Kirk's final words were, it's been fun. So there you go. It's been fun, guys. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing, sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song. same.